This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, I told you that we learned from internal documents 6 months ago in PayPal, after 20 years in business with us, Pandas, that we had been listed as international terrorists. It's a hazard or danger designation. That means you're a convicted murderer, child trafficker, child molester, international terrorist, criminal. And now you saw 8 days ago, Facebook man, myself, Paul Watson, from people even talking about us in a positive light, saying that we're, quote, dangerous, and they listed in the same order what I got internally from what's filed by private corporations into Interpol and the banks. So this is the whole future for everyone. Actual governments and corporations terrorizing people with perfect credit scores and no criminal records. The end of due process. The end of free speech. They are the terrorists when they do this. And it is just incredible how they build the pretext on a fake article about an anti-Semitic article we supposedly posted. Then you read it and it says, oh, 4% of the comments were anti-Semitic. So by that yardstick, anybody could just randomly go to your Facebook post, type a few anti-Jew comments in, and you'd be banned from the internet, banned from banking, banned from life. There's no judge, there's no jury, there's no executioner. These aren't private companies. These are multinational combines working in unison to defraud people of their basic rights. And it's going to come to an end. It's going to be defeated. Worldwide, there's what they're calling a constitutional convention with Zuckerberg, with the whole world weighing in right now on what Zuckerberg and free speech is supposed to look like in the future. And because our government and our Congress and the American people aren't weighing in on this and saying no, because we're buying the Heritage Foundation statement of it's a private company, we've created a vacuum where the Chi-Coms and the EU and the leftists in Hollywood can come in and can create their own system and obliterate free speech. And you're watching it happen right now in front of everyone. And it's ahead of big events that are already taking place and set to take place. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time today on the draconian, out of control, historically massive, coordinated censorship that's going on. I'm going to get into just the other crises unfolding and taking place around the world. But here it even is in CNBC. YouTube and its users face an existential threat from the EU's new copyright directive. And their directive is everything has to be pre-approved by the EU before you show it. Well, that's impossible. Ends free speech. It's prior restraint. Matt Drudge came here 3.5 years ago and warned specifically of this because that was the plan told to him by a Supreme Court justice that had been briefed about what the EU was planning. Instead of America saying no to this, we just go, oh, EU, you're the boss. Or Chi-Coms, you're the boss. We'll let this happen. So big tech is deciding to fall to world government. And remember, Obama wanted to turn the internet over to the UN. His last year in office was only partially done. That's what this really all is. And the globalists have very intelligently instead made it about censoring a few nationalist, populist, right-wing figures who have rung the alarm about this, who have raised the alarm, who have been at the forefront of exposing the system. And so they demonize us to try to create a false image of us, and then they move forward to make the issue about censoring us, who've now been, through alchemy, transformed from patriots into devils in the minds of some. And then while the general public's hiding like sheep or a school of fish, hoping they're not the next to be grabbed, everyone's losing their rights at the same time. It's diabolical, but it's the way tyranny works. But we're not going to cover that when we come back. No, my friends. The crisis in the Middle East with Iran, the aircraft carriers, the weapons massing, how that ties into other geopolitical issues, how it ties into the trade war with China, and so much more. We're covering that first. World in Crisis on the other side.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You can feel it. You can see it. You can scientifically quantify it. It's the animating contest of liberty. It's taking place and it's happening right now. It's Sunday, May 12, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live and broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very honored to have you joining us. I know a lot of you have to jump through hoops to find us. There's a lot of censorship and authoritarianism taking place as there's an ongoing civil war in the West to try to take our countries back from the unelected globalist, Chi-Com-financed world government. But when we win and when we succeed, and we are, and we will completely win in the end, that's how it always works, we will then count the score. But now we just press forward. Okay. There have been massive developments on the Russiagate front, and folks know that I'm sick of Russiagate. I've been in the middle of Russiagate for 3 years. It's a total fraud the way the Democrats have pushed it and said it, but they themselves have it up to their eyeballs in it. And now as it comes out that Joe Biden and others sold out to Russia, sold out to China, sold out to Ukraine, and have been caught in all of the hand in the cookie jar, open and shut case, caught red-handed, information has come out. They are getting really, really scared. That's coming up next segment. And then people like Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Adam Schiff, has the gall, I'll cover this next segment, to come out and say you cannot investigate any Democrats for Ukraine or Russia or China, because if you noticed, almost every top Democrat, a lot of them involved in this, that's the Democratic Party, is a globalist, anti-American, sell America out party. I mean, that's America was never great, it'll never be great. All of them have been complicitly involved in the cover-up. Except maybe the congresswoman out of Hawaii or Beto. So they don't know what to do. And I guess AOC. But most of them have been. And so Schiff is now saying that no one can investigate a Democrat for anything because it's election time. And that's election meddling. And that's for political purposes. While the Democrats have launched, they said it was going to be 22 in new investigations. It's 12 so far with all of the subpoenas and all the harassment. So you talk about waging war on reality, common sense, beyond hypocrisy. We're going to go after all of you politically on things that you've been found not guilty of, but you can't investigate anything we're doing because it would be political when we have them dead to rights. The arrogance of these individuals is only outpaced by their evil. And, of course, That's just because they've been living in a free country so long that their crimes have gone unpunished. They believe that they are free the bounds of reality and free the bounds of justice, but they're not. You know, it's funny. Trump actually tweeted a short video this weekend, the president did, by Michael Pillsbury, where he said, globalists live in their own universe, think tariffs are satanic. We're going to get to that here in a moment. But they live in their own universe on so many fronts. But let's now get right into the big issues. I don't want war. I was against the first Iraq war and the second Iraq war and Afghanistan. And I don't want to really go into Venezuela because I don't trust the neocons not to put a puppet in and create a new crisis because they want a strategy of ongoing tension along with the Democrats. I trust the president, though. You have thousands starving to death a week, hundreds being killed. It's a nightmare. It's on our doorstep. It's a problem. So I'd like to see Maduro go, but I don't want to see a U.S. invasion and troops getting killed. But with the case of Iran, we have a country that actually does have terror cells all over the country and all over the world, Hezbollah. And we have a nation that has built up a lot of high-tech weapons since then that's constantly threatening to attack us provocatively, constantly grabbing U.S. ships, grabbing other ships, threatening to close different ports. And this situation is barreling towards confrontation. U.S. sends assault ship missiles to Mideast amid Iran threat, and you've got the dictator, the religious dictator, who's very unpopular over Iran. They've got international polls where 70%+ of folks don't want to be under their system, saying, don't worry, we'll blow all these U.S. ships up. They're not a threat. They're a target. And just really asking for it. So Iran commander calls U.S. military in Gulf a target, not a threat. And see, here's the problem. If we let Iran get deployable nuclear weapons, they already have atomic weapons. It's been known for a decade. If they get delivery systems, then everybody else is going to demand them in the region, just like India and Pakistan, and the world is that much closer to nuclear war. So think about that. And most analysts believe a nuclear war breaks out between India and Pakistan. So that's just some of what we're dealing with here. Iran commander calls U.S. military in Gulf a target, not a threat. So think about that. That's where we are as a country. While we have the Democrats working against our national interest internally, we have Hollywood trying to demoralize the nation, while we have all these socialist and communist countries collapsing around us, while we have over 10,000 people a day smashing over the border, while we have every blue city and Democrat-controlled state going bankrupt with mass exoduses out of their own areas. We're told, though, that socialism and globalism are the answers. And we're told that China can have all these internal taxation and regulatory systems against us to make it prohibitive for them to buy any of our goods. And we're told that a $900 million a year trade deficit is a good thing. And then Trump just simply says, give us a few hundred billion cut off of that. Stop demanding that U.S. companies that move to China transfer all of our technology that U.S. taxpayers paid to develop via DARPA. That's where almost all of it comes from. Pure research. Companies won't do that in most cases. And we'll leave it like it is. But they go, no, we're going to finance Hollywood with a bunch of America-hating garbage. That's who owns Hollywood now, the communist Chinese. We're going to buy up your debt and try to control you. That's who owns the majority of our debts, the private Chi-Coms. And they say, we're going to demoralize you and run you in the ground, and we're not going to give you crap. And we're going to piss in your face. Even though 60 years ago, 90%+ of our country didn't have electricity or running water, and you built us up and you did this and you saved us from the Japanese. We don't care because Harvard and the Rockefellers came over here and set us up and told us we were the elite. We were the Ubermenschen. We were the supermen. We were going to have the Chinese century, and we're in the Chinese century now. So you crawl in your holes and you die. And you teach your five-year-old boy, he's a little girl. And you teach your five-year-old girl, he's a little boy. And you teach your son how to give a blowjob. That's what China funds. And I have articles today where China executes people that do that there. And Cuba is banning gay parades. And you know what Cuba says? They said, we don't allow it. It's meant to demoralize and collapse our civilization. And they know because they're financing it here. And again, I'm a libertarian. I'm not attacking anybody for the way they live their lives. But targeting kids is evil and pedophilia, period. And that's what the left does. So just remember, that's what we're dealing with here. War with China has already begun. It's economic. It's cultural. Trump is just putting up a basic, moderate defense. And their answer is no. We own you. We run you. Bow to us. Well, guess what? You're weak, China. You're going to fall. You're about to.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into. The heart of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere.
But the problem is, every time I try to just back off, globalists come and try to destroy my life. So I guess they're going to get a fight now. No holds barred. You can feel the global engineers realizing humanity's awakening and they're panicking. They don't know what to do. I want to get back into China. I want to get back into the situation with the globalists trying to collapse our borders, the situation with Iran. All of this is designed to test the president. Remember Hillary and Joe Biden and Michael Moore and all the usual suspects when Trump was being inaugurated? They said, even if Russiagate doesn't take him out, which it will because he's a Russian agent, we have the intel, we've been spying on him. Remember they admitted all that and later said they didn't? They said there's going to be international crises that he's not going to be able to dial back. Well, Trump dialed back North Korea to a great extent. Still a big problem. He didn't create it. We didn't create it. Communism and evil did. And the fact that MacArthur wasn't allowed to finish them back when the president at that time allowed the Chi-Coms to attack us 10-1, and then they were relieved. Harry Truman relieved of command MacArthur. But so I guess it kind of is our problem for not following through. But the point is that the globalists have created a worldwide strategy of tension. They admit they try to create bad countries, dysfunctional systems, so that then big multinational corporations can exploit those countries and control them. And Trump does not believe in that type of politics. And in more than 60 years, we have not had an establishment that thinks the way Trump thinks. About 60 years ago, they began to phase out the pragmatists and the real nation builders and really what made America the apple of the eye, and people saw us as good guys. Because if we took you over, we'd leave and you'd be in a better position. Hell, look at Japan. Look at China after World War II. But that all changed in the last 55, 60 years. It began to convert over to globalism, where you look at the IMF, the World Bank, these big banks that control the U.S., when they come in and give you a loan, they pay the politicians off to never pay it back to make sure a $1 billion Nigerian loan ends up being $100 billion you owe. Or if it's a Guatemalan, $500 million loan, they end up paying back $10 billion. The politician runs off with the money. It's agreed to up front. A microcosm of that, or a modern example, would be Gaddafi. 8 years before they kill him, Obama gets in, says, I want to work with you, invest with the West, decry all the stuff you've done, we'll work with you. Gaddafi opens up everything, brings in the United States and the West, invest all his money in the West. They totally encircle him, set him up, bring in Al-Qaeda to overthrow him and kill him. And then Hillary makes a bunch of sick jokes about she came, she saw, he died. But she tells people in New Hampshire last week, they say I'm a murderer. It's fake news. Give me a break. So again, they want a strategy of dysfunction. Look at Hollywood. Look at what's taught in the schools. Look at what's in the WikiLeaks. They admit they want you dumb, desperate, and dysfunctional. Remember what Sean Parker, one of the co-founders of Facebook, said last year? He said, we designed it 15 years ago to make you depressed, to make you stupid, to make you alone, to play on your weaknesses. And he said, I thought it was immoral then, but I still did it to dominate. He said, what they're doing now is hundreds of times worse. There it is. He says, we exploit your psychological vulnerability. Ladies and gentlemen, 60 years ago, our government, and I've studied it, wasn't perfect, but it didn't act like that. Because I call it the needle DI-K dimension, or the chicken SH-T dimension. People, men and leaders were strong back then. And they believed America was dominant, and they believed in the West. And, you know, you could call it the burden of the West or whatever, but there really wasn't a real exploitation of the third world in places. There was a real attempt in most cases to build people up. And that all just went out the window with the modern liberal system. Because they tell themselves they're liberal. They tell everybody how they're doing it for this great moral reason when they always ally with the most bloodthirsty killers the planet's ever seen. But because they know what Rudyard Kipling wrote about, the white man's burden, because they know ingrained in Western leaders is a guilt about cultural historical superiority, because you don't have that guilt, you become the Nazis and start killing everybody. So, okay, we're not going to be social Darwinists because we're dominant. We're not going to kill everybody. We're going to help everybody. Well, then we get infected with globalism that takes control of us. It's predatory, but it's telling us we've got to do what it says or we're predators. But in truth, they're predators. And so they tell the West, you're evil because you're white. Now let's get rid of the West, when inherently the West ended slavery. Inherently the West empowered women. Inherently the West didn't kill gays. But you notice the left doesn't care about China executing gays. It doesn't care about Cuba arresting and banning any display of homosexual activity. That's in the news today. They love it. They don't care. It's not a, they love radical Islam. The West funded, the Democrats, the left, Silicon Valley funded the Arab Spring to put women into sex slavery and dislodge millions of refugees and kill hundreds of thousands because they're taking down the West. And the left is not the West. The left is a miscreant, mercenary virus here to manipulate those of us that have a conscience into giving full control to them. Now, I haven't gotten to clips yet. I've got a bunch of them. And I'm going to get to some of these when we come back. But Trump tweeted this out. Globalists live in their own universe, think tariffs are satanic. No, what they think is Western countries not selling out their wealth to Western globalists that have made deals with China, Mexico, India, and others. That's a no-no. Because just like in England or any blue city in the U.S., if you protect yourself from someone raping your wife who has a weapon and you hurt them, you go to prison, they go free. Because the great sin is the prey no longer being the prey and defending themselves. So we're going to finish up with China and the trade battle and the fact that Trump is doing an overall great job and the fact that it scares the globalists because they were just a bunch of managers managing the carving up and sell-off of the West. And here comes Trump, his foot in the door. Here comes InfoWars. Here comes you, the audience, with your foot in the door, and saying, not so fast. We have rights.
By leaps and by bounds,
the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Commence.
One of the co-founders of Facebook says that the company is un-American and the government should break it up into several smaller companies because Mark Zuckerberg not only controls Facebook, but he also owns Instagram and WhatsApp, the popular text messaging app.
Well, the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that we founded in 2004. And the one that we have today, I think, is far too big, it's far too powerful, and most importantly, its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is not accountable.
This is Chris Hughes, and he was Mark Zuckerberg's roommate in college and one of several co-founders. Not the one that Zuckerberg tried to completely screw over, though. That was Eduardo Saverin, as depicted in the movie The Social Network. But now this guy just wrote an op-ed in the New York Times and is doing interviews denouncing Zuckerberg and the gigantic monopoly that he controls. I've been warning about what Facebook would become for over 10 years, and thankfully people are finally starting to wake up because they're seeing people like Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, getting suspended for hate speech for something he posted 2 years ago because their AI is getting more sophisticated by the day and keeps combing through old posts and found a homophobic remark that he had posted. I mean, Facebook even censored the Declaration of Independence after their AI detected that it refers to, quote, Indian savages, and that's hate speech too.
In a scathing op-ed in the New York Times, Hughes calls Facebook's dominant a monopoly. More than 6 billion monthly active users across all Facebook properties, dwarfing the competition. Now, Hughes is calling for the government to break up the company, undo Facebook's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp, and create a new regulatory agency. He says Mark Zuckerberg's power is unprecedented and un-American.
When Mark Zuckerberg's college roommate and co-founder of his multi-billion dollar empire is saying that he's a tyrant who needs to be stopped, somebody should probably do something. Meanwhile, Instagram is now going to start fact-checking memes. They're fact-checking memes! The Verge reports in a test starting this week, Instagram will begin sending posts that potentially contain misinformation to the same dashboard currently used by Facebook's fact-checking partners, giving their teams the chance to help limit the spread of hoaxes on Instagram with no change to the workflow they are already familiar with. I wasn't kidding, they're going to start fact-checking memes. I'm sure that we can trust the same moderators that took down this Jussie Smollett Scooby-Doo meme from my Instagram account and said that it violated the community standards. Your post has been deleted, they say, and they blur it out in the notification they give you. They don't even want you to really see the post that they took down. But obviously you can see that's the one that it was. We want to keep Instagram a safe place for everyone, and we ask that you treat other members of the community with respect, it says. We remove content that targets private individuals to degrade or shame them. Jussie Smollett's a public figure, you morons. Previously, they had also censored this viral CNN meme, saying that it, too, violated the community standards. But the Orwellian nightmare is getting even worse. Microsoft is upgrading Microsoft Word so that it will detect offensive words in your documents that you have typed. Although Word already corrects misspelled words and suggests changes to your grammar, it's going to go a bit further. It will look more closely at your language, suggesting more appropriate words. Also looks at your language to make sure that it's appropriately gender inclusive. No thank you, Microsoft. I like my writing style just as it is. CNN is still celebrating the latest round of Facebook censorship and calling for more, of course.
All right, Facebook kicked some people off over the last several days. Awful.
Oh, horrible. I mean, conspiracy, they're just the most disgusting conspiracy theorists.
This is what the president has said about this move. He stuck up for these people. I am continuing to monitor the censorship of American citizens on social media platforms. This is the United States of America, and we have shown what's known as freedom of speech. We are monitoring and watching closely. Joe, what message does that send when the president is protecting InfoWars?
Well, it says that the president is trying to protect the First Amendment, sir. I know it's been a long time since we've had one with that kind of integrity, so it comes as quite a surprise to you. But MSNBC is assuring Americans that there's no anti-conservative bias at all in the big tech companies.
It's conspiracy theories about, you know, sort of anti-conservative bias, which I can assure you, at global companies operating at the scale of a company like Facebook, just quite honestly do not exist.
It's just a conspiracy theory, guys. It's all in your imagination.
So it's been a week since I was declared a dangerous person and kicked off Facebook. Boo-hoo. But think about how totalitarian this is. Mark Zuckerberg is literally telling 2.4 billion people, a third of the Earth's population, what opinions they can and can't hold. They've actually instituted a new policy on Facebook where talking about me, unless you're denouncing me, is verboten. There have even been reports that photos of myself and other banned thought criminals, even when the faces are blurred, are being removed. Just like old Uncle Joe had his enemies airbrushed out of history. Hey, at least during the 2 minutes of hate in 1984, the citizens of Oceania could at least see Goldstein's face. Zuckerberg is literally copying Stalinist Russia. Think that sounds like hyperbole? No. This is Samizdat for the 21st century. Samizdat was a form of dissident activity to avoid Soviet censorship. Dissidents reproduced censored material at great risk to themselves because much like Facebook controls the majority of online discourse, copy machines, printing presses and typewriters were all controlled by the KGB. The KGB enjoyed a monopoly, so they were able to monitor and manipulate public discourse, just like Facebook's monopoly allows it to monitor and manipulate public discourse. So eventually, dissidents had to produce handmade carbon copies of information, much like we're having to create our own social media networks simply to reach any kind of audience. When individuals were caught reading or transporting banned Samizdat materials, they were hit with harsh punishment. Some were sent to gulags, just as I've been dispatched to the digital gulag. As may you be if you share my banned Samizdat material on Facebook. And just like yours truly, to prevent other citizens from embracing their ideas, Samizdat dissidents were put on show trials and declared dangerous persons. And listen, I'm not putting myself in the same context as historical dissidents who suffered torture and incarceration, but I am putting Comrade Zuckerberg in the same context as authoritarian, narcissistic despots who created power monopolies to crush dissent. And just like the fictional thought police in Orwell's 1984, we've handed organized outrage mobs the power to remove people from society. There's no future for dissident voices on social media. Everything edgy, daring, or mischievous will be cleansed. We're gonna have to go back to old school methods like mailing lists and websites. Bookmark summit.news right now and sign up for the free newsletter there. You can also follow me on Telegram, link in description. Oh, the irony of a platform owned by Russians being one of the last sanctuaries for freedom of speech.
Well, Facebook's a private company, it can do what it likes.
Oh wow, leftists suddenly did a 180 and started believing there should be no regulation of big corporations right at around the same time that big corporations started silencing their political opposition. What a coincidence! Because giving a billionaire oligarch monopolist the power to decide who has free speech and what opinions you can express
is progressive!
If you value my message, if you don't want to see it silenced, I need your support. I've created a Subscribestar which is linked in the description below. Unlike Patreon, Subscribestar is run by people who actually support free speech, so it's never going to be deplatformed.
Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us with big breaking news.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jones, your host. It's Mother's Day, Sunday, 12th day of May 2019. I said I wasn't getting into censorship towards the end of the show. I said I wasn't going to get into it till the end of the show. But I had some family calls come in during that last break that were important. So I went to those two different reports you just saw that deal with the censorship. So thanks for staying with us. Again, I am live. You just saw that report from Paul Joseph Watson, also one from Mark Dice. This whole censorship is about stealing the election ahead of 2020 from Trump and other populist candidates around the world. That's all this is. Big tech and their own internal admissions and their own leaks admit all this. That's what's so insulting. But getting back to Trump, the Democrats and the globalists and other anti-American collaborators don't know what to do. Because all over the world, people understand that China is the most authoritarian country to ever exist on this planet by leaps and bounds. I don't have to repeat the number out there, but the Chi-Coms have killed five times the number of their own people that Hitler did. And Hitler's bad. Hitler was real bad. High Times. You know, Hitler is in third place for killing people. Chi-coms, Russian communist, then Hitler. Third place. And there was the weird groups that are pro-Soviet and pro-Hitler that think they're rebellious go, well, the United States dropped atomic bombs on people and bombed cities and did all this. Yeah, because we were getting our ass kicked at first and we were dealing with super evil that was about to get nuclear weapons and we had to beat them decisively. That's what happens when you're in a fight for your life. You start pulling all of the governors away. You stop holding back. And see, the left thinks Trump getting elected and all this Americana talk and the economy coming back, that pisses them off. They want to break the economy, Cloward and Piven. It's their official strategy. And so they're so afraid to see us coming back, they just gives them a headache, and they don't know what to do. And that's why we're in this situation we're in right now. So, yes, the threat of war with Iran is very, very high. Iran commander calls U.S. military Gulf a target, not a threat. Very stupid to do that. Meanwhile, U.S. warns merchant ships of possible Iranian attacks. Cleric threatens U.S. fleet. U.S. sends assault ship missiles to Mideast amid Iran threat. Pentagon deploying Patriot battery to Middle East to further deter Iranian threat. Meanwhile, Cuba launches rationing in the face of their own crisis. That's just some of the news unfolding on that front. As all these authoritarian regimes circle the toilet bowl. I have several clips I want to play. TV viewers will obviously be able to see these. Radio listeners will be able to hear them. But here's that clip I was mentioning earlier. I'm going to play a clip out of Iran of women taking off their hijabs. Some of these videos are getting censored by Facebook and by Twitter. And Linda Sorcerer, that leads Soros' so-called Women March right into the arms of radical Islam and all the fun things it does, she says the women are troublemakers and should keep their hijabs on. That's right. Women should wear hoods over their heads and not stand out in the street with the threat of arrest, torture, or even killing. How dare those women not wear hoods over their heads? We're liberal women in America. And we say to women in the Middle East, you can't drive cars. You're going to wear hoods over your heads. Allahu Akbar. But here's Michael Pillsbury. Globalists live in their own universe. Here it is.
It is stunning to me, the reaction by Wall Street to tariffs, as if they were some sort of sophomores operating in an economics class. it's some university quite distant. I mean, it's as if they don't comprehend what these deficits mean, that they don't realize
yes.
that they cut into economic growth, that they reduce our rate of growth.
Well, as you've said many times, I think the globalists live in their own universe. And in their universe, the tariffs are satanic. And as you know very well, the president today said something quite cute, I thought, about Obama, that he let the Chinese get away with murder. So in a way, Lou, we've got to feel sorry for the Chinese. They've been misled by the globalists and by President Obama that this day would never come. But actually, it's a great day. This is a major blow to Chinese aggression. They're going to think it over now. And I think Mnuchin might be right. They give them 3 or 4 weeks, you know, to see the tariffs begin to take effect. And then we'll see if they come back. I don't think we should go running over to Beijing ourselves with our next delegation. I think this 12th round of the talk should be back here in Washington, D.C. again.
Now, the president tweeted that out. It's going to really frustrate the New York Times, the Washington Post, that say if you're pro-America, you're a racist, or you're anti-Semitic. What does that have to do with it? Everybody knows Trump's pro-Israel. So am I. But you can pull up the London Guardian, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic Monthly, and more stuff than I can read just the last few days saying Alex Jones is an anti-Semite. Why does Nigel Farage go on his show? Nigel Farage, whose party is about to be the majority party in the EU Parliament, which is an anti-EU party. No one buys into this crap anymore. The globalists call themselves globalists. They're not Jews. They're not Chinese. They're not German. They're not Mexican. They're people of every group working to transfer national power to unelected multinational groups. Hillary helped write all these multinational agreements to transfer power out of our country to these groups. They call themselves globalists, so they're trying everywhere to say, you know, Alex Jones says that dog whistle for Jews, globalism. Really? Benjamin Netanyahu's against globalism? And so The Economist, that's a globalist publication, tried to get him out of power and failed. Globalists are getting their ass kicked. Globalists are multinational corporations that are tax-exempt, that work with authoritarian regimes like the EU and China, and collaborators like Hollywood to piss all over countries and deprive and rip off the populations. Any smart leader would want to take care of their people and be prosperous, and that's where their kids live, everybody live together. Whether you're Russian, or whether you're Israeli, or whether you're American, or whether you're Japanese, or whether you're Mexican, this has nothing to do with Jews. And the white supremacists flip out when I say that because most of them are financed by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've been caught running most of the white supremacist groups, and they've been caught staging all these events and, you know, funding the white supremacist marches so that they can project that onto that. Think about that. We say we want America to make its own laws and not have China have all these internal tariffs against our goods, and have us with a $500 billion trade deficit and a $400 billion stolen technology deficit, $900 billion a year total. And we just say that's not fair. And the New York Times and the Washington Post say, why are you hating on Jews? They're the ones introducing Jews. Just like Pepe the Frog was this popular sign of rebellion just because it was silly, against Hillary had nothing to do with white supremacists. And Hillary came out and said, and that frog, in the same speech she attacked me, that frog's a white supremacist. It became a huge joke, like the OK symbol. It's a joke about the left. Then I got sued for making the frog white supremacist. We're, by the way, winning that court case right now. I didn't settle it. Settle it for $14,000. How about I spend $1 million and defeat you? Because that's how this works. No more backing down. No more. No more. Because I never run white flags up. But I thought used to, like, oh, we know you didn't say Sandy Hook was staged all the time. And we know you didn't create that. And we know you have a right to say it. But just say you're sorry because you think it happened. Once I looked into it, thought it happened. And then as soon as I said I thought it happened, that's when all hell broke loose. Because they think it's a white flag. No, no, no. No white flags. No, here. Black flags. Black flags. We don't have a skull on our black flag. We just have a black flag. In fact, we have an InfoWars flag we sell in the store. I never even plug. It's a black flag. You know what black flags mean? It means no surrender. So if I have a symbol, it's a black flag. And it means no surrender. Now, a skull means we don't surrender, and when we win, we kill you. Now, if there's blood dripping out of the skull, that means we torture you. I don't play by those rules. We don't have a skull on our flag. It's just solid black, and it's flapping in the wind, and I know it scares you. No surrender. Death before dishonor. Victory or death. Live free or die. InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't plug this whole time. Bunch of big sales are about to end. Incredible t-shirts. We need your financial support to fight the globalists. InfoWarsStore.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.